103.7 The Beat, your boy Big Rob, the fat guy at the station. How y'all doing out there? It's the day after election. You just heard Tim's would turn me up. And now you heard William Kitchen, newly elected to Muskegon Heights City Commission. And we have the youngest person elected, in my opinion. But she's going to do the research and come back with facts. Okay, y'all, I'm just going, but my opinion, I've been, you know, in Muskegon about 30, well, how old is my oldest son, 35, so about 36, 37 years, and I don't remember nobody being 23 years old on the city council. So she's going to do the research, though, and she's going to come back and report to all of us here in Muskegon whether she is really the youngest ever city commissioner. But welcome to the show, Kylie. Congratulations. You ran a good race. How does it feel?
It feels great and exciting and surreal.
That's all you got to say?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be like, I'm going in fighting. I ain't coming out without bloody knuckles and a bruised nose.
No. No, it's
I wish y'all could see her face. Her little face is like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. It's still only the day after, and it's just the community has so much faith in me, and hearing all of the messages from friends and loved ones and mentors and people that I've met throughout my whole entire journey in politics in Muskegon, it's just awesome to see how much support and just the amount of passion and belief that they have in only a 23-year-old is really inspiring, you know? And the fact that I get to be the person who is inspiring others to want to do the same is really great.
It's great. Mm-hmm. So what did you do when you found out you won? Did you turn up? Did you turn the music on? Did you have 1,000 drinks? Did you party all the rest of the night? What'd you do?
No,
nothing that exciting.
No, because I keep on saying to people, you know, the election night is on a Tuesday. You really can't do a whole lot on a Tuesday because most people got to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
So we just had Mayor Ken and Vice Mayor St. Clair and I, we had a gathering down on Western at the CIO hall, and the results started rolling in, and Commissioner Jay Kilgo was down there, and, you know, he came and sat down next to me and he smiled, and He kind of knew, like, the numbers were rolling in my favor. And he said, I'm going to let you continue to do your number counting, but I think it's looking good for you. And so I added up all the numbers, and my parents and my friends were sitting at the table with me. And I just circled the final numbers, and I just looked at them, and I said, we did it. Like, it's crazy. I was like, we did it. And they're like, oh my gosh, like, you're in there. And then Mayor Ken made a short little announcement, and then he called me up there, and I did my little speech saying that I couldn't be where I am today without my late mentor, Miss Patsy, that she is really just the catalyst of my whole entire career in politics. And she really pushed me to be who I am today. And it was funny, a woman who had met me kind of when I started to get involved in politics, she said, I think you had just graduated high school, and Governor Whitmer was coming to an event at Lake House, and you're just like a shy young girl, and you weren't really talkative at the table or anything. And of course, Miss Patsy Petty, she was very rambunctious and loud and was not afraid to drag you out of the house to anything. And so she was dragging me so I could get a picture with Governor Whitmer. And she said to see you, the woman said to see you now as a completely different person. And mm-hmm. you won your seat and you're going to be the next at-large city commissioner. And it's a whole flip of the script. Like, and I said, that was Miss Patsy. That was everyone who's in this room and everyone who I met along the way pushing me to pursue my dream and not allowing me to shy away and to feel the fear and do it anyway. And so I was just like, man, I had completely forgotten about that. Like, to see, to have somebody recognize the growth that mm-hmm. I've had. It's like, and I'm only going to continue to grow.
You're not that shy little girl no more, huh?
No.
Because when I first met you, you didn't mind talking about who Kylie was.
Yeah, no, not at all. Now I have not a problem at all.
I couldn't even get her to shut up, y'all. She was talking so much about herself.
Yeah, because I'm very passionate about what I do in my community, and I want to make a change and really, you know, Muskegon's already on the map, but sometimes it's for negative things. And like, it's really cringe to even say it, but like the song, I think it's, is it Jeezy, like Put On For My City, that song? Like, it's really cringe to, yeah, that song. But I'm like, no, whenever somebody really talks crap about Muskegon, I'm like, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Even if somebody's here and they talk crap about Muskegon, I say, what are you doing to change Muskegon? Okay, because if you're just sitting at home, you're not doing anything. Or if you're the type of person who's adding to the negativity of our town, then it's only going to stay the same. We're going to stay stagnant. You have to get up out of bed and be able to look yourself in the mirror and know that you're being a part of change. And so I know when I get up and I look myself in the mirror every day, that I'm a part of that change. And that I'm consistently advocating and telling people you can do it too. And I know that the culture of our city is that others can do it too. Sometimes you just have to motivate them to do it.
Y'all, I don't know if y'all really heard that. Rewind this back and really listen to this young lady. She says something very powerful in there, you know. And you had me almost. Wow. Okay, I got to give it to you.
Yeah.
You know, you took this city on by like a storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you told me this ain't it for you. You wanted to be president of the United States one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you can do it.
I feel that in my core. Like, I felt it before, but winning last night for some reason makes me feel it even more. Makes me know that it's attainable. And I realized this morning that it was 17 years ago yesterday that President Obama won his first election
mm-hmm.
for president.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, like, that is crazy. He was the first black president. That happened 17 years ago. And I'm winning my first race that I have ever ran on my journey in politics. And like, President Obama was somebody who was always very inspirational to me. And I was like, I don't know how to describe that, like how meaningful that is or what it represents for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign.
Mm-hmm. It's your start.
Yeah. And I've consistently said it. I've spoken it into existence, and I just know that it's so much bigger than me, you know?
Right.
It's not even that I want to be president because I want to be president. Like, I'm truly meant to do something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, maybe it's for Muskegon. Like, to show Muskegon and the people who live here that we're not just what people think we are. You know, that we create legendary people. You know, we have people who come out of here and mean a lot to our culture and to our country, and we're not small.
That's beautiful. And you did something too for the generation behind you.
Mm-hmm.
There's some little girl out there watching you, whether she be black, white, Asian, whatever. Some little girl is watching you and said, Kylie Jackson did it, I can do it at 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, just a few times I've had interactions with you, you want that to happen.
Most definitely.
And some little girl is watching you, and you her motivation. You her, see, I knew I could do it. Look at Kylie. She did it at 23.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to be 20 when I do it. I'm going to beat Kylie. And I'm sure you would welcome that. And if we find out you are the youngest person ever elected, then you got to come back and let that little girl that might be listening know, I am the youngest that will be elected. Then that gives her motivation to want to beat you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And you are motivating the little girls that's in elementary school now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They looking at you. They watching you.
Yeah.
Be careful what you post on social media. Be careful how you act. When they see you, don't be, standoffish. No, I'm a city commissioner now. You can't take pictures with me.
No.
I don't think you would, but I've seen people like that. They get so wrapped up in these politics, they forget you were that little girl. You talked about meeting Governor Whitmer. That's mm-hmm. something you forgot about. That was the governor of the state of Michigan. You took a picture with her.
I have all.
And you said you forgot.
I forgot about being the shy little girl. I don't forget meeting her. Uh-huh. I remember. But
you remember
I forget being
the
shy. Like,
yeah.
Just shying away. But I remember
so
meeting her.
When kids come up to you, Kylie, I hope every one of them that want to take a picture with you, every one of them want to give you a hug, you will do that.
Most definitely. Yeah.
So that they can say, I hugged Kylie one day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when she was just a city commissioner. Look at her now. I can do what she did. That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's motivating that next generation. Now, for all the people that voted for you, all the people that voted for you, what do you want to say to them? That maybe they're out there listening. It's like, I've cast my vote for her. She better do what she said do. What do you want to say to your people that supported you in this part of your journey, your beginning?
Thank you for having faith in me. Thank you for believing in me. And to not be afraid to reach out to me. I want you to reach out and hold me accountable as your elected official. You chose me, and just because you casted your vote for me on November 4th, 2025, doesn't mean that our contact stops there. I really want them to continue to build a relationship with me. You know, and I was outdoor knocking and building community relationships. I don't want them to think that was just a campaign thing. It was like 2,300 some votes or something like that. That's only a small portion of our city. Those were very important people to me. Obviously, they got me elected, but I want to build relationships with those people. But I want to build relationships with the ones who even didn't go out and vote. But I think the ones who especially got me elected, I want you to contact me, to hold me accountable, to ask questions of me, to get me to know me on a deeper level. I've already gotten an email from a group who are part of the firefighters union to meet with me, get to know me so I can get to know them. And I'm like, that's very important. You know, they're a part of keeping our community safe. And I want to know what I can do to ensure that they're getting what they need. And so it's the same thing for regular citizens. What can I do to ensure that as a community member, you're getting what you need?
Okay.
And that's something that every commissioner should do to their full capacity. And that I think that's what got me elected, is my promise to do that.
That's good. Well, Kylie Jackson, new city commission, November 4th, 2025. Y'all remember this date. Y'all remember that name. And y'all remember what she promised y'all. She said, hold her accountable. Do that. Don't do it disrespectfully.
I was going to say, don't be mean.
Don't do it disrespectfully. Respectfully hold her accountable. You know, maybe you understand something differently than what she does. Mm-hmm. And maybe she may need that to understand it differently, if that makes any sense.
Exactly.
You know, and if you come to her disrespectfully, you might not get the same energy that you would if you came to her respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not, every decision you make from this point on reflects your city, your dream. It reflects the people that believed in you. You said hold you accountable. Hold her accountable. Respectfully. Not disrespectfully. Congratulations to you, Kylie Jackson. When you get the information, I want you to shoot me a text and let me know, or call me and say, hey, Rob, I found out.
I definitely will.
So we can spread that if this is the truth. If it's a fact, we can spread the 23-year-old young girl who went to school, got a political science degree, right?
Yep.
Came back home and is starting to work at home.
Mm-hmm.
We got to remember that.
Yeah. It's very important, too.
Yeah. Kylie Jackson. Well, Commissioner. I can't call you Kylie no
you
more.
Can call.
Commissioner Jackson.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming by. Thank you for being a breath of fresh air in this city.
Of course.
Okay? I don't want you staying here 12 years. I want you to keep moving, because it's a long road to the presidency.
It is.
And we need to get you moving.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be one of the youngest presidents in office.
That's right.
All right. Thank you again, Kylie. Congratulations one more time.
Thank you.
Jacob Lattimore with Streets on 103.7 The Beat.